if you're all listening in, maybe a hope, a hope, a hope, a hope, a hope.
Thanks for that nice, palmy reception. Greetings from Hollywood, where Americans are Americans and the English win all the Academy Awards. I haven't seen Goodbye, Mr. Chips and Gone with the Wind yet. I'm just waiting till they play my neighborhood theater as a double feature. Tonight, though, I'd like to hand out a few awards for outstanding things. For instance, the most popular song of the year, The Umbrella Man by Neville Chamberlain. And the best comedian of the year, Confucius. The finest cowboy actor of the year, or any year, in fact, Gene Autry. And here he is, friends. Champion, whoa, boy, whoa, boy, whoa. We can get that horse over there to stand still long enough.
Yeah, he's chewing his oats.
So, yes, he is, Gene. This is certainly a novelty.
A novelty?
Yes. You're the first radio visitor of the week who hasn't been Gracie Allen. And incidentally, you can't bring that horse into the studio here like this.
Listen here, partner. Where I go, my horse goes. I eat with my horse. I drink with my horse. I even sleep with my horse.
You sleep with your horse?
I have to. It's his blanket.
Well, I'll say that horse of yours is certainly decked out there. He's got ribbons in his hair. Look at the bobby pins in his mane. His tail is done up in a snood.
That's right, Al. Ever since I put him in pictures, he's gone Hollywood.
Sure, looks it.
Good as blinders, he wears dark glasses. And the other day at the blacksmith shop, he demanded a pair of open-toe shoes.
Well, horse and all, we're mighty glad to have you here tonight, Gene. Now I'd like to have you meet some of the cast. Here's our orchestra leader, Mr. Carl Hall.
Howdy there, Tenderfoot.
Egad, the pony boy.
And now I want you to meet the announcer on my program, Mr. Wen Niles.
The announcer on your program? Wen Niles is the announcer on my program.
Come here, Wen. Is this true? After the warning I gave you, you're still working for Autry?
Oh, gee, you see, I'm the father of five children.
This is no time to brag.
Listen, Wen, you're supposed to be working exclusively on the Double Net program.
Just a minute, Mr. Autry. You're not supposed to mention Double Net on this program. Understand?
That's right, by gum.
No. Not by gum, by Dole pineapple juice. I told you not to mention your product, King.
Listen, I don't care. Wen's my announcer, and he can't wriggly out of it.
Oh, well, I give up. What's the juice?
Now, gentlemen. Now, wait a minute. Let's talk this over. Why can't I work for both products?
What product?
Why, Dole pineapple gum and a cellophane can.
What? You keep out of this, Autry. He's working for me.
No, he's working for me.
And I'll tell you, he's working for me.
We'll shoot this out.
He's working for you.
Oh, please, don't get excited, fellas. I can straighten out this contract. I've sent for a lawyer. He should be here any minute.
He's got to be here. It's in the script. Come in.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm from the law firm of Birch Spock and Canoe. I'm Birch Spock.
Where's Canoe?
They sent him up the river. Gentlemen, I had this case all worked out. I was up all night with the party the first part, the party the second part, and the party the third part. Boy, what a party.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Birch Spock. Is Miles going to work for me or for Al Pierce?
Well, it's like this, Miss Daughtry. Supposing he was working on yours, and he figures that, why don't you fellas just, even if he does, and there's a chance that, and they'll do it to you, too.
Now look here, Mr. Birchbart.
You said it. I'll take the case of Vanjin Plotovitic versus Tinjin Plotungan Jr. I was the lawyer in that case. Now, see, you fellas think that because he goes over and announce, supposing he's standing in front, and you take off your, oh, the cowboy. Well, that's the thing to race a little bit. That's the word about that's the way it is, Joe Gordon. Then, of course, if he figures that he's going to take it, why don't you just, What would you do in a case like that?
Get another lawyer.
He did.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, never mind that stuff, Mr. Birchbach. What about Wynn Niles?
You realize that Wynn used to broadcast with Admiral Byrd at the South Pole? He worked day and night in the bitter cold till finally the doctors discovered he had frozen his twinsel floppers to gloom.
Look, never mind that. What about the contract?
Yes, is Wynn working for me or for Pierce?
I think we can settle this very nicely. Let him work on both shows, and you gentlemen can pay me his salary. I'll keep the money in escrow.
Keep the money in escrow? What's that?
It's a little town near the village of... Oh, you got me right.
You got him, Gene.
Yep, and there ain't a jury in the land that'll convict him.
Well, play, Carl. Stick around, Gene. Let you and I go outside and talk this over later. Carl sure brought Pony Boy up to date. He made him sound like Seabiscuit pounding down the stretch, didn't he? Friends, we've talked a lot on this program from time to time to the ladies about the refreshment that comes from drinking Dole pineapple juice after shopping or during housework, and how good Dole pineapple juice tastes to little children when they come in from play, and to the men as they rest after a busy day at the office or outdoor exercise. But how about you young folks in high schools and colleges? The time you spend in classes and the homework you have to do, really more than I could ever handle. I guess the good thing I'm not going to school now. I know it is. But if I were you, you know what I'd do? I'd take time out and drink a big glass of refreshing Dole pineapple juice from Hawaii, the way mothers, children, and tired businessmen do. So take this advice of postgraduate old man Pierce. The next time homework gets you down, try a glass of Dole pineapple juice from sunny Hawaii.
Junior! Oh, Junior!
Well, it looks like Arlene Harris's young man is up to his old tricks again. This week, Arlene is down at the corner grocery store doing her shopping.
Junior, please stay out of that fruit, dear. How many times has Mother told you you can't bounce a tomato? 12 times. Well, I didn't know you were keeping count. I'd put that chocolate cake down. You are putting it down, but you don't have to put it down one bite at a time. Now, put it back on the counter quickly before the clerk sees you. Hurry up. Oh, never mind. He's seen it. Now I'll have to pay for it. Oh, good morning. Oh, I have to cook my own dinner tonight, and I'm wondering what to have for the main dish. Can you make any suggestions? Uh-uh. No, my family's fussy. Now, let me have a couple of cans of sardines. No, domestic sardines. The imported sardines are the best. Well, I like the domestic sardines. Listen, any time a fish has enough sense to swim over to this country is good enough for me. And I want three cans of pineapple juice, please. What kind of pineapple juice? Joel pineapple juice. D for delicious, O for O, isn't it swell, and L for what I'll get if I don't buy it. Now, just a minute, Junior. Oh, and I want some eggs, too, please. Oh, I see you have some ranch eggs here. I didn't know you kept ranch eggs. You've been keeping ranch eggs for over a year, you have? Let me have a dozen you haven't kept so long, will you? How much are these gooseberries? 55 cents a quart. My goodness, they're not even clean. Oh, you'll wash them. Well, I think you would. 55 cents a quart, you ought to be able to wash them and tie their hair up with a ribbon. How much are these strawberries? They look awfully good. 80 cents a box for strawberries? Well, that's ridiculous. They came all the way from Florida. Well, for heaven's sake, they take a taxi? Well, skip the strawberries. When I eat strawberries, it's like a war in Europe. Yeah, it breaks out in a new place every day. Absolutely. No, I think that'll be all, thank you. I just want to go over to the meat department. Come on, Junior. I'm going to the meat, dear. Good morning. I'd like to get something in a nice chicken for Sunday. And I want a nice plump chicken. I don't want one of those airplane chickens. You know what I mean. All wings, machinery, and no meat. No, I wouldn't rather have a turkey. You sold me a turkey Thanksgiving, remember? Yeah, well, I had the drumstick, and 3 days later, it was still beating. You know, I'd love some pork, but honestly, I can't eat any more pork. I'm gaining too much. Do you know something? I weigh 150 pounds. Would you believe it? I look heavier to you. I do? Well, how do you like that? On your scales, I'm probably way heavier, too. Well, if that's the case, I'll tell you what you can do. Let me have a half a pound of that sausage. Would you remove all the fat for me, please? Yes, well, that'll be all, thanks. And now, how much do I owe you altogether? $1.20? $1.20. All right, here you are. 5, 10, 12, 15, 19, 21, 22, 23, 24 empty bottles. 5 cents apiece, that's $1.20, isn't it? All right, thanks very much. Well, come on, Junior, we're all through, dear. And, oh, by the way, on your next delivery, would you send me a few bones for my dog? And leave a little meat on the next one, will you? My dog's lucky, too, Austin.
Tell me, the dog gets better hamburger to eat than we have on the plate at home, the table. Say, friends, we hope that Gene Autry doesn't feel too badly about Wen Niles' contract. And to be absolutely sure there's no hard feelings, Marie Green and her merry men are going to serenade Gene with a Western medley. Here they step out on the stage. I'll bet he never heard cowboy songs sung like this before, either. All right, kids, let's hear it.
Where sound on the sun is a song about a cowboy. They say that Joe is a dame, but he doesn't sing like a cowboy. He says that song like a dame. Oh, he likes to sing along with a rhythm. And he's got the cow tune in his rhythm. Oh, he sings.
Low-pressure salesman going from door-to-door selling insurance policies. Make them sign on the dotted line, Elmer.
I'll bet I can sell some kind of an insurance policy in this house here. I hope.
I'm taking the ball. I can't come to the door.
But, lady, I'm selling insurance.
But I'm not rich.
Our policies cover everything. How'd you do, lady? That's sure a pretty jiffy you're wearing.
Yes, don't you think this red kimono brings out my eyes?
Yeah, it brings out mine, too. Lady, I represent our vice president's insurance company.
I didn't know our vice president had an insurance company.
Sure. Our motto is, you don't get the money till you're a garner. And lady, you might not believe me, but we also sold a policy that insures all the European dictators.
A policy for the dictators? Who's the beneficiary?
The what?
If they die, who benefits?
Everybody.
Like to get my husband to take out a policy like that. Oh, here he comes now out of the garden.
How do you do, mister?
How do you do?
Those sure is pretty flowers you got there.
Yes, my early bloomers are very pretty, too.
Yeah, I saw them on the line when I came up. Mister, how would you like to buy a life insurance policy? All you got to do is pay 10 cents a day, and you get $62 when you reach the age of 103.
103? How do I know I'll be living then?
Well, according to statistics, fewer people die at 103 than any other age. let's all do this. Just take off your coat, and I'll give you a quick medical examination.
Are you a doctor?
Yeah, I used to be a bone specialist in a hospital.
You were a bone specialist?
Yeah, when the patients ordered fish, I'd remove the bone. lady, now look, you can help me a lot here. You go out and get some hot water, and I'll examine your husband.
Very well.
Now, mister, I'll listen to your heartbeat with this here,
stethoscope?
Yeah, that's it. Hold still now while I listen. You sure got a bad case of Jack Benny's Maxwell.
Here's your hot water, doctor.
Let's see. That ain't hot enough. Take it back and make it hotter, please.
Okay.
Now lie down on this table, mister, with your face down.
All right. But what are you going to do?
I'm going to tap your spine with this hammer. We'll start at the base of the spine and work up.
That last bone sounded hollow.
That was your head.
Here's your hot water, Doctor. It's boiling. You want me to sterilize your instruments with it?
No, make me a cup of tea. Now we got to test your blood pressure. We've got to test your blood pressure and investigate your white corpuscle.
How about my red corpuscle?
The DICE committee is investigating them. now I want you to bend over and touch your elbows on the floor like this.
Oh, too bad you ripped your coat.
That's all right. I just live across the street. I can go home without my coat. Thank you. I'll bend over again.
Oh, now look what you did. You ripped your shirt.
Don't worry, I can go home without my shirt. This is lots of fun. I'll bend over once more. Oh, gosh.
What happened?
Mister, do you take in boarders?
Have you heard about that new game called Shoot It To Me?
Oh, I think so, Wynn. Isn't that the game where I make a statement such as, I'm asking a man for a frozen dessert?
That's right.
Yeah.
Then I say, shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert.
Yeah, that's the one.
Now, here's one for you. I'm asking an ungentlemanly fellow for a flat fish.
Don't rush me now. Let me take a little time on this. An ungentlemanly gent for a flat fish.
That's
game.
Right.
Well, that should be shoot the flounder to me, bounder.
That's right.
Now, how about this one? I want a man to tell me about Dole pineapple juice.
Oh, well, see, that must be, shoot the commercial to me, Herschel.
Yeah. Or shoot the facts to me, Max.
I'll be only too glad to do that, Al. Yeah. Fact number one is that Dole pineapple juice is the pure, undiluted juice of sun-ripened fruit. No sweetening or preservatives added. When you drink it, you know that only nature could give it that marvelous flavor. Fact number two. Dole pineapple juice is a good source of vitamins B and C and contains vitamin A. Fact number three, Dole pineapple juice is high in quickly available food energy. Well, there you have three important reasons for drinking this pure fruit juice that always tastes so good. Why not enjoy it often in your home? And when you drop into a soda fountain for refreshment, ask for Dole pineapple juice from the light.
Thank you, Wynn, and you can say that again.
Well, Al, is this the Nazis' argument settled yet? Have you talked it over with Gene Autry? Can I work on both your program and his?
Well, I guess it'll have to be that way, Wynn. This guy, Gene Autry, is pretty handy with a gun. Of course, if I could get hold of a real tough hombre, to be my bodyguard, it might be a different story, but I guess all the old-time bad men are thing of the past nowadays.
I know you haven't, children, D. We got going by my feet here.
Friend, Mr. Kitzel.
Yes,
now, Doc. Don't tell me you're a bad man from the Wild and Woolly West.
Well, if the tomcat on defense yet, I could be. Oh, yes, I'm a bad man, and I'm going to die with my boots on.
Well, what makes you think you're going to die with your boots on?
They're killing me now. Oh, my, I'm tough like anything. In fact, I'm looking now for a man, and when I find him, I'm going to shoot him with this gun.
Gun? That's nothing but a water pistol.
Well, he's a little squirt.
Wait a minute. What are you looking for this guy for? What did he ever do to you?
Well, he came to my ranch and he stole a cow.
A heifer cow?
No, a whole cow.
So, I see. You don't get things right sometimes, but close enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have a ranch with a lot of cattle.
Ooh. Yes, many, many cattle, my friend.
How many heads?
I don't know. Every time I count them, they're facing the other way.
Here, I've got an idea. Wait a minute here.
Yes.
If you're really as tough as you say you are, I might use you as my bodyguard.
If I'm really as tough as I'm even tougher. Why, one time out west, I came across a tribe of savage Indians. 5,000 bloodthirsty Indians came charging after me.
How many Indians?
1,000 wild savages came after me.
How many Indians?
This man is difficult. 100 shrieking savages waving their tomahawks.
How many Indians?
So I said to the old squaw.
Wait a minute. Now, forget all this other stuff. Tell us what really happened.
Well, what really happened, I took out my gun and I shot 50 Indians with one bullet.
Well, that's possible.
Is it?
Mr. Kessel, I've got a little surprise for you.
Yes.
I want you to meet Gene Autry, the roughest, toughest, arniest cowhand that ever handled a gun.
Oh, he's got a gun?
Howdy, partner. Shake.
Why, I'm shaking.
Now, look, Kessel, here's your chance. Go ahead and be tough.
Oh, I'll be tough, all right. I pull myself together.
Give it to him strong.
Now, listen here, my little Autry.
That's it, that's it.
Reckon I've heard a lot about you, I reckon. And this town ain't big enough to hold both of us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
What are you going to do about it?
I'm catching the next bus.
You better catch the next bus. You're talking to the strongest man in the West. I once took 2 cows. One in each hand, and bang them together. Presto, beefsteak.
Oh, beefsteak, beefsteak. You think that's something, huh? Well, I once took 2 bulls that weighed 1,200 pounds apiece and bumped their heads together.
What happened?
Presto, bull durum.
Now you listen to me, you yellow-livered coyote.
What's your language? Yellow-livered coyote? Where I come from, that means fight.
It does, huh?
Yes, don't we talk funny?
Listen, I've had about enough of you. Hey, man.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Take this hombre out and give him a taste of lead.
Oh, no. No. No, not that. Don't shoot me. If I'm got to die, do me one favor. Hang me up on a tree where all my friends can see me.
Oh, but Kessel, why do you want all your friends to see you hanging from a tree?
I'm a show-off.
Have you any last request, Mr. Kessel?
Yes, before I go, have Mr. Autry sing me that old Indian tune, the Seminole song.
Seminole song?
Yes.
How does it go?
Seminole cowhand.
Okay. Well, personally, I'd much rather hear Gene sing his own song. Let's have Gene sing his own song, There's Only One Love in a Lifetime, from his new 20th Century Fox production, Shootin' High. And he'll be assisted by the Merry Men. Let's all get around here in the old corral, kind of add that song.
There's only one love. Sometimes
There's only one time in a lifetime when two hearts are beating as one. There's only one love in a lifetime, and you're my only love beneath the sun.
I want to say that the entire gang appreciates you coming over to the show tonight. It was very nice of you, and you've made millions of new friends today. And I know that they'll all be interested to hear your new show on Sunday night. And you've made millions of new friends. We certainly appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Al. It was a pleasure to be with you. And say, by the way, I understand you're a pretty good cook.
Why, he's a friend.
Well, I tell you, I have a mighty fine barbecue pit, and... if you come out some of these days and bring about 15 fish, I'll let you cook them. Good night, everybody.
Well, I'll do that, too. Okay. We'll cook something up. Well, friends, we have to say good night in rather a hurry tonight.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.